And now, your host, Jaymont G.
And we're back down at Warbirds on a Wednesday afternoon, AirVenture 2011. We are on the fly. I'm Jaymont G, and we are having a great time down here. And if you haven't been down to Warbirds, you need to come down and see all the activity that they have going on down here. One of those activities is Warbirds in Review, and we're being joined now by Connie Boland. Did I say that right, Connie?
Yes, you did.
Excellent. Tell us a little bit. You're the creator of Warbirds in Review and also a director of Warbirds of America. Tell us a little bit about the project of putting that together.
The project of putting Warbirds in Review is why I'm running around this morning and, as usual, lining people up. A little flexibility this morning with the rain, but the programs operate daily from 1 at 10 each morning and 1 at 1. We display the aircraft. We pull in veterans or aircraft owners or restorers of the aircraft. Great presentations. They're all a little bit different. We spice them up a little for the crowd, and they seem to really enjoy it. This morning we have the Navy featured, the 100th anniversary of Naval Aviation. We had several people lined up, and when the rain delayed them, we pulled in some current day Navy guys who brought the F-5s in. So one way or the other, we always put together a good show for the folks. I think we had probably over maybe 500 or 600 people for Bob Hoover yesterday morning.
That's what Bill was saying. It was quite an activity down here.
Yes, it was. We had Bill. We have Bud Anderson is a regular with two P-51s, the old Crow P-51s featured. Later in the week, we'll have a Corsair and the Duck, and Bob Hoover will be back again on Friday. And then we have an autograph session following that in our Warbird store. So that's always a big hit. People get to greet him and say hello.
I actually have a picture with Bob when I was about 7 years old at an air show up in the Northwest. And he had his hat on and, you know, the old, with the Shrike. He was in the Shrike Commander show, you know. And it's really neat that he's come back out to AirVenture to see us all. Really a neat thing.
Well, Bob Hoover's one of our favorite people, and big Warbird supporter, and of course, Mr. Air Show, Mr. Aviation from so many different different areas. On Tuesday, we recognized him with his air show aircraft. On Friday, we'll recognize him with the Spitfire and the Focke-Wulf 190 that belong to Rudy Frasca. So people need to come down and see the 190 and hear how Bob flew both of them in World War II, which is an interesting story.
Wow. That would be great. Now, what time is that going to happen?
Bob will be on at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Friday.
Now, tell us about your venue over there, because I assume it's going to be in the new plaza over there. Is that
yes,
right?
Yes. Our Warbirds in Review is borders the Scott's Warbird Alley, which is at the new beautiful Eagle Monument here in the Warbird entrance. We're the place to be at Oshkosh. It's a very, very nice presentation area. We move different aircraft in each day to display and keep Warbird Alley full of the aircraft. And again, that was sponsored by Scott's Miracle-Gro Company, so we're very pleased to have them as big Warbird supporters.
Excellent. And I take it they're taking care of all your grass, huh?
Yes, we have the best grass for sure.
I was just telling Bill, it's so beautiful down here with all the flowers and the grass and everything is so well taken care of. It must be quite an effort to keep that going throughout the year when nobody's here.
Well, of course, a lot of credit goes to the EA grounds people, and then the Scott's Miracle-Gro people come in. They send the people up here to say, okay, how's the grass? What do we need to do here? So, yeah, that's what they do. But we have a lot of volunteers who keep our area pretty. So it's not just the Scott's Warbird Alley area, but the entire area of Warbirds. Our volunteers are very proud to keep that looking very nice. I should mention that we also have in the Warbirds in Review on Saturday, we'll have General Joe Engel, who was the shuttle commander twice. We'll feature the T-34, which the T-34s are back, is their slogan this year, because we have a lot of them on the line.
I see they're right here in front of us, a lot of mentors sitting over here. Do you know how many there are this year? Any idea?
A lot. There's about 30, I understand. But we're real happy to see the 234 come back, because they've it's a great great airplane. Joe flew that in training, so that's the connection with Joe Engel, our astronaut, and our. We'll have the guys talking about the Navy versus the Air Force versions of the aircraft. That'll be an interesting show. And then on Sunday, we have an F-16 from the Alabama National Guard. They'll be here with a T-6 that is in the Tuskegee Airmen. The Alabama Guard carries on the tradition of the Tuskegee Airmen. We have some good programs all throughout the week.
Boy, it sounds like you sure do. So tell us about the area that you put in over there. And every year I come down to Warbirds and I see something new, a little bit more. Now, this year it's the memorial, huh?
Yes. This year we dedicated the brick, which is Eagle Plaza brick project. It's the tribute brick. We're calling it a tribute brick versus a memorial because we have so many volunteers in the focus of our monument from the very beginning was dedicated to all who serve, and that was very purposefully named so that we recognize the many volunteers at EAA and in Warbirds, and we also recognize our veterans and thank them for their service. We are giving out service pins to the veterans throughout the week here in the Warbird area. We'd like to invite the veterans to come down and receive a pin. The monument has a circle around it that has the bricks. That brick project will fund the continued improvements to the Warbird area, the support of our membership, plus we're establishing a scholarship fund to help a young person or an older person learn to fly.
Oh, that's a great idea. Tell us, so you've got a couple of different levels on this program, and anybody, of course, can contribute, correct?
That is, the brick program is open to anyone. We have it designated in areas to recognize a veterans in the inner circle. Then we have the Warbird volunteer area. We have the general membership in other areas. And the large area that, actually borders the concrete that is Scott's Warbird Alley is open to the general public.
Okay, that's great. So tell us a little bit about what you do.
There is a small brick. The price of the small brick is $300. The larger bricks are $1,000. Jim Hagedorn spoke at our dedication the other day. He said, now this is a bargain. You people need to step up and buy a brick. So we wanted to price the brick to make it within reach of those who spend so much of their time and effort here at Oshkosh not to try to get a lot of money for them, but to cover our cost of engraving and contribute and feel like they'll contribute to the scholarship.
Well, that whole plaza is just absolutely beautiful. You guys have done a fantastic job on it. Bill, you had said you wanted to say something about the Warbirds in Review. Bill Harrison now, another director, chairman at down here in the Warbird area.
Well, it's really... The Warbirds in Review is the pièce de résistance for the Warbirds. We invite everyone to come. Connie started this, and it just has exploded. I've been honored to participate, and it's tomorrow, for instance, we'll be talking about the Wildcat and the Corsair. And when I say we're talking about an airplane, that really isn't what we're talking about. What we're talking about is the people. That's what Paul Pobresny said it best. The airplanes brought us together, but it's people that keep us coming back. And that to me is great. Having such an interesting selection of airplanes, we can pick and choose. And Connie has put the Warbirds in Review together. If you want a seat, you have to get there early, right?
Oh, to get a spot in the...
If you want a place to sit down. Also, one other thing. Friday, did you mention the Veterans March?
No. You're going to do it right now, though, I think.
Okay, I shall.
Go ahead, Bill.
In addition to the pins for the veterans, we have we call it a march. Most of us aren't capable of marching anymore, but we walk from the Warbird area down to Show Center, and it's done by unit, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard. And last year was the first year that we did it, and I walked, and it really brings tears to your eyes. Some of these guys get very emotional, and it the reception from the crowd was just exceptional. And I hope that people are able to come out and join us on Friday. I believe it's 2 o'clock, isn't it?
Yes.
At 2 o'clock on Friday, we will leave the Warbird area heading down that way. And it's you know, we have hats like the one I've got on. That's the reason I wore it, to recognize veterans. And, you know, it's ones that served in combat. It's all veterans because most of us, when we were in the service, you kind of went where they told you to go. You didn't have your choice of whether you shot a gun or worked a pencil. And everybody contributed, and that's what we're trying to recognize.
Yeah, and I recall we did the same thing last year, right?
Well, yeah, we did. It was very successful, and really, this is Rick Siegfried now. Kind of took it away from Bill there for a second, but anyway, yeah, we invite all veterans really to come down and visit us for this year's pin that they hopefully can put on their hat that they got last year. In addition to that, participate in our veterans parade down to ConocoPhillips Plaza, and it was a great tribute to all of our veterans. And again, as Bill says, whether you served in war or peacetime, we always hope that it's more mostly serving in peacetime, but you're all welcome to join us down here.
That's great. And last year it was a wonderful thing. I mean, it was really nice.
Did you tell them where we're broadcasting? You may not know the significance
of the porch here.
Yeah, this is the Warbird briefing building. But this was built and donated by John T. Baugh, who's the former president of the EA Warbirds of America. And John and his wife, Deborah, built this building. Actually, they sent people up to build it. And it is just showing the commitment that so many people have to this organization. And that's why we flourish. We couldn't do it without the people who really step up to the bar. Connie, John T., Jim Hagedorn, all you could just keep
this
on naming more and more
EAA.
And more. But it's a very proud place. We're glad to be here.
Well, I'll tell you, this plaza here is, I shouldn't call it the plaza because you have the plaza. We should probably call it... call it the porch, I guess, huh? The porch.
That's good enough.
Yeah, and you guys host us on this porch every year, and we sure appreciate it, because if it was raining right now, this would be a great place to be. So we love your porch.
Good.
We're going to go to a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about Warbird safety and some the air shows, your participation in the air shows. So we are down at Warbirds, Jaymont G. on the fly.